Chazar is dechen eshebach chesushagam rabam Yehuda mesechta sugar daf chav hey. Zok the Mishnah. People involved with doing a mitzvah, oisik be mitzvah, meaning he's going to learn Torah or to visit a Rebbe or to redeem a prisoner, are potter from the mitzvah sukkah even when they're not actually traveling. Zok the Mishnah. People who are sick and the people that are attending to them are also potter from the mitzvah sukkah. Zok the Mishnah. One may eat and drink a snack outside of the sukkah. Zok the Gemara. The Brisa explains. The pasuk says b'shiftecha beveisecha, which teaches that one who is busy with a mitzvah is potter from Kriya Shema, and by extension any other mitzvah. The possessive cha b'shiftecha teaches that only when you're doing your own thing are you chayiv in Shema, but not if you're busy with a mitzvah. And ulechtecha baderech teaches that a chasson who marries a basula is potter because he is torrid with a dvar mitzvah. Only one marrying a basula is potter, but when he marries an almona, he's not as torrid, and therefore he would not be potter. Someone whose ship is sinking in an overrachman latzan are not potter from Shema, because although they're torrid, they're not torrid regarding a dvar mitzvah, they're torrid regarding a dvar rishus, and therefore they don't become potter. Check Gemara. A different brisa is a different source for the halacha of oisik b'mitzvah. The brisa says we learn from the fact that there were people who were allowed to make themselves tamei to deal with the mace, by the carbon pesach. There's machlekes whether they became tamei from the atzmas yosef or from bearing nadav and aviyu or from a mace mitzvah. So they were allowed to become tamei, although prevented them from bringing the carbon pesach and erev pesach. So why do we need two sources of oisik b'mitzvah, potter and mitzvah for the same halacha? And for the Gemara, if we would just have the second brisa, we would think only in that case that this halacha applies because he dealt with the first mace mitzvah, meaning the mace mitzvah before the onset of the second mitzvah, the Pesach. But so that's why we need the first one to tell you that even if they're coming at the same time, and if we would just have the first brisa, we would say in that case it's potter because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema does not carry the karis. However, an oisik mitzvah would not be potter from carbon Pesach, which has a chi of karis attached to it. That's why we need both. We need both brises with both reasons. Zok the Gemara. The brisa quoted earlier said that Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, the name of Rav, said an ovel rachman al tzan is chayiv in all mitzvahs except for tefillin. The reason that for this is that the Torah refers to tefillin as pe'er, and Hashem told Yecheskel that he should not mourn, and he should therefore wear his tefillin. We see that a typical avil should not wear tefillin. This only applies on the first day of Avelis. Rabbi Abba Zav, the name of Rab, also said that an avil is chayiv in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Rekhmer, that seems obvious, because we said that he's chayiv in everything except tefillin. And for tomorrow, we would think that since Rav says that one who's mitztayer is potter min asukkah, we would think that an avil who's also mitztayer is in pain, nebuch, so he should also be potter. He therefore teaches that mitzvah is only a potter when it's the sukkah that's causing the pain, not when it's some other area like over here. Because Avelis is what's causing the pain. Rabbi Bazav, the name of Rabbi, also said a chosin, his friends and all of the wedding party are potter from sukkah for all 7 days of Sher Brachas because they have to celebrate the marriage. For act number, why can't they celebrate in the sukkah? But it says because true celebration can only take place in the couple's residence. Why can't they eat in the sukkah and then celebrate in the house? Mara says, because true celebration only takes place during a meal. Okay, so for example, why can't they make the residence in the sukkah? Abaya said, because we're afraid that it will lead to yichud, meaning the sukkah was typically on the roof and may lead to a guest being alone with the kala over there. Rava says, because it will make the chasan uncomfortable to be open with his wife, because there's not total privacy in the sukkah on the roof. The nafkamina between these reasons would be a case where the sukkah is in a place where there are always a lot of people. There will be no yichud problem, but there would be still be uncomfortable for the chasan. Rav Zeir said that during Sherev Brachas he ate in the sukkah and celebrated in the house, which made him even happier because he was able to be mekayim in both mitzvahs. A brisa says, a chosin, his friends, and all the wedding party are all potter from tefillah and tefillin, but are chayiv in Kriya Shema. Rav Sheila said the chosin himself is even potter from Kriya Shema as well.